Opinions about the wolf are about as divided as those about dogs, especially small dogs. They inspire affection and also annoyance, but one dog earned the admiration of commentator Baxter Black.
Over the years, I've become accustomed to the incongruous sight of rugged ranching families with their weathered faces, rough hands, fearsome pickups, and macho confidence, carrying a small dog. A mini-mutt, a compact canine, a Lilliputian lapdog, a pocket poodle, pint-sized Pomeranian, pygmy pug, paltry Pekingese, a little Lhasa, a diminutive dachshund, a teeny-weeny, or a contracted corpuscular chow-chewing chihuahua. Well, these petite pups look out of place amongst the bullying blue heelers, busy border collies, exuberant shepherds, saddle horses, hay wagons, and steel-shod hooves that make up the rancher's daily environment. They are like a corsage on a backhoe bucket. But let me assure you, most of these miniature dogs are tough as a railroad spike. The selective breeding required to shrink them has concentrated certain traits, like toughness. Unfortunately, it also concentrates the yipping, snarling, nipping, whining, irritating, egotistical genes as well. Which brings me to Concho, a toy poodle, beloved by his mistress Georgie and generally despised by the rest of her family. Upon arriving at the home ranch after a weekend of rodeoing, Concho leapt from the truck, played outside for a while, and then disappeared. For 2 days, despite search parties phoning in plaintive calls, Concho remained missing. Wednesday morning found Georgie alone in the house when she heard a scratching at the door. She went and opened it, and Concho looked up at her and cocked his head as if to say, "How could you?" Well, a veterinary examination showed no broken bones, but lots of swellings and several deep puncture wounds on the back and neck. The veterinarian said the injuries conformed to the pattern of talons on a giant horned owl, but the vet could not understand how he had escaped. Well, Georgie figured she knew how. No sooner had the owl snatched him from the yard and started upward, Concho, true to form, started his yipping, snarling, nipping, and whining routine, probably demanding to be treated like the first-class passenger he was. The owl raised a leg mid-flight and looked at the nasty little beast screaming dog obscenities and decided something this evil must taste bad and dropped him from the sky. Well, Concho's still tough, and though he's begrudgingly admired, he is still universally hated, which suits him fine, as long as Georgie waits on him hand and paw. However, he's now known by many as Lazarus, as in, "Georgie, tell us the story of Lazarus and the owl."
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, former large animal veterinarian, and small animal lover, Baxter Black.